Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we'll talk about Azure Automation. And simply put, Azure Automation is just the ability to schedule and manage PowerShell scripts for various tasks inside of Azure to automate some aspect of Azure. And so you essentially create these scripts, which are called runbooks. And you can then add these runbooks to your collection and schedule them and name them, and then they'll run periodically as you need them to. Now the cool thing is that there's this whole gallery of runbooks that are available. So let's actually open up, and you can see that I've created an automation account. I've got one account here, and let's go ahead and dig into it. And one of the things that I can do is import runbooks from the gallery, and here is a list of the runbooks, kind of divided up by what their tasks kind of entail. Let's take a look, for example, at, so I had a backup one here a minute ago. Yeah, let's go back up. Back up an Azure VM using Microsoft Azure Automation. Great. All right, so say that I wanted to use this particular one. Let's get down here. Unfortunately, this does not want to cooperate with a small screen. So we'll go to the next page of the dialog, and here you can actually take a look at the runbook itself. It's just PowerShell, and you will be able to read the description. It may have dependencies on other PowerShell scripts or runbooks, rather. It may give pointers to more information about this particular runbook. Notice that each of the runbooks are licensed by the owner of the runbook, so these are, in some cases, community contributed. And now say that, yeah, I'm comfortable with this, and this is what I want to use. I'm going to call this Bob's Backup Azure VM in my automation account, and let's go ahead and say create it. And now that I've imported that, I can take a look at my runbooks. And I can schedule the runbook to run. And this says that you have to publish the runbook before you can add a schedule. So we'd have to come over, and after we've modified it, we'd have to publish it to make it enabled. And then we can begin to schedule it and things of that nature. I think it's set on the author page here. Yeah, so here we would run it in test mode, and then eventually we would, you see this little icon down here at the bottom, we would publish that runbook and make it available, at which point then we can schedule it, and then we can see how it ran, whether it was successful or unsuccessful on an ongoing basis. And just one other thing to point out is that one of the things, the features of runbooks, is that you can establish checkpoints to resume workflow after a crash. After the PowerShell script craters, you can then resume the workflow. So there might be several steps. You don't want it to just end right in the middle. You want it to continue on, and so you can create checkpoints that allow that to happen. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say about Azure Automation, and we're getting near the end. Hang in there. See you in the next module. Thank you.